Mad Marv's Notebook for August 8th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. Well, today's a Monday. Yeah, it definitely felt like a Monday today. Got into work and how many help desk things did I have to address? I know there was a printer that didn't show up on somebody's desktop, and there was an email, this and that, not downloading, not receiving. Oh boy. Somehow I wish there was a way I could get rid of Mondays. These always seem to crop up every week. Anyway, something else that happened Monday, IT-wise, and getting into subscriptions, and I notice how the big trend among companies is to make subscriptions instead of purchases so that they can make the annual, recurring annual revenue. And in the engineering field, it's been going on for a very long time. I know I personally own a license for AutoCAD and Civil 3D, and I've been on subscription for going on 6 or 7 years now, as it's developed over time. And I think this year, Autodesk, just last month, at the end of July, announced that they're no longer going to sell perpetual licenses for pretty much all of their main products. It's going to be subscription only from here on out. And not cheap ones, by the way. That's on the order of between $2,700 to $3,000 per year for a single license. And it's, in all fairness, it's the suite that this license covers includes most everything under the sun, at least from Autodesk's portfolio for a particular industry. But the thing that rubs me or burns me the most is that it's the kind of thing that no single person is going to use all of it. And when I looked at it, I know I can probably make use of Civil 3D and AutoCAD and occasionally the use of some other programs, but for the, let's see, at least 70% of the products in this suite I'll never touch and I'll never want to install. And that's another minor complaint, relatively speaking, is how big these suites and how bloated they are. The latest version of the Civil 3D suite, they call it Infrastructure Design Suite, weighs in between 20 and 30 gigs for a full deployment. And now that I'm running an SSD, that's a good 10-15% of my hard drive space that is taken up by a single program, essentially. And for backwards compatibility reasons, I gotta keep more than one version of that program on my computer. So I've been finding what I can do without and trying to trim away certain parts of these suites so that I only have to install that which I know I'm gonna use. It's been tedious. This latest release, the 2017 release, has not been that gentle, or has not been as bug-free as previous ones. Still have one unresolved issue with just one little piece of the program, except the way that they've tied the licensing together is that this one little piece cannot be fixed easily or independently from the rest of AutoCAD, because it's installed as a plugin, or as at least it's launched from within AutoCAD. So it's treated like a plugin, even though it should be a standalone program. Therefore, when this one little plugin malfunctions, you somehow have to reinstall all of AutoCAD to fix it. And they don't actually have a fix for it yet, so it becomes a real big problem of how to work around the problem. Anyway, that's what my Mondays are like, more or less. Not every Monday is this bad or this good. Still in the middle of kind of a big transition here. At the beginning of this calendar year, I got the authorization to replace a bunch of, or at least most of the desktops at the office. So we ordered about 20 or so Lenovo desktops and swapped them out over the course of a couple of months. And at the same time, I also got authorization to upgrade our servers. So we swapped out, how many did we swap out? The old ones are not entirely offline yet, but the new ones are. Got a new file server and a domain controller running, what version is it, 2012? Server 2012, I think. Anyway, transition is almost over. Everything that should be running now is running. It's just trying to hand off the stuff I really want to turn off, which is one particular license server that's giving me trouble, and I can't turn it off yet. So I have to keep some servers running, which should be resolved, I hope, if I could ever get this AutoCAD problem resolved and everybody moved up to the latest version. Anyway, I don't know if this kind of a talk is more interesting than my usual. Just talking shop instead of talking about what is it that we normally talk about on these dog days. I know a lot of people talk about sci-fi. Yeah, I think that would be much more interesting. Oh yeah, so anyway, today's picture, I'm going to use a picture of a fire dancer. Her name is Mango. She's a fire dancer, and I think she's still living on Oahu. I know she moved up to the mainland about a year-ish ago and then came back. She's spinning poi, or at least those are flaming poi balls, as the lingo goes, and making a nice little pattern behind her with light trails. And I do find that photographing fire dancers are the most challenging, technically, that I've done. It's the most challenging photography, because I have to get the timing of it right, and then the lighting is very difficult to balance fire. In many ways, fire, when it's up close like it is here, tends to drown out any kind of a flash if you let it linger for too long. So there's a whole lot of trial and error, a whole lot of missed or ruined opportunities, because wherever the fire goes, that area on the picture is going to be very bright. And if your fire dancer happens to pass in front of an area where the fire has been while you're doing your long exposure, you're just not going to see their face. So got to be very careful of having the fire dancers do not let the fire cross in front of their face. So that's today's picture, fire dancer Mango, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.